Nation and your favorite music, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We are in Franklin tonight. This is a huge girls Tri-Valley League matchup tonight, as it's the Franklin Purple Devils hosting the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots. We'll take a break in just a quick minute, but before I do, I want to welcome in Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson. He did a bunch of football games with me this year, and he said, hey, you want some company tonight? I said, I would love that. So the dream team is back together. Sky, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Nate, and happy to be back on with you.
So you and I are going to break this all down in just a minute, but quick, we will take a break and come right back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. It is Franklin and the Cherry Valley Springfield girls tonight here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember that our web stream is courtesy of SFCU and also our game audio archives. We record these games and we go back and post them there. It's a free download anytime at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And again, it's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show live in Franklin tonight. And Sky, you're in this building almost every day with your guys practicing. And, you know, Franklin girls are coming in off a one-point heartbreaking loss to Worcester. Cherry Valley Springfield's on a roll. They just beat a state-ranked Class C team earlier in the week. So there's a lot on the line here tonight. And what's the buzz around Franklin here for this girls team? I mean, they know they need this one tonight.
It's without a doubt a big one. You said coming off of a heartbreaking loss right at the end of the game. You know, you want to rebound any game, obviously, but especially one with the importance of a game like this. Tri-Valley League game, one of the better teams, if not, you know, the other top team probably in the Tri-Valley that you're facing tonight. And you always want to bounce back from a win, you know, playing very well. You hate to come off of a loss, especially a heartbreaker like that, and not feel like, okay, we're bounced back and ready to go.
Yeah, these two teams, this could be a potential Tri-Valley Championship preview. Of course, Worcester's going to have something to say about that. They are undefeated in the league still, and they just knocked off Franklin 38-37. Here was the scenario there. Worcester was down by two. They get a foul shooting a three with 1.8 seconds left, and Araya Haley stepped up and hit three free throws in a row. Talk about ice in the veins. So if you're a Franklin fan right now, you just lived through a nightmare. You want this one to be a good one here tonight, and you got it on your home floor, so that's got to be a little bit of an advantage here, right?
Absolutely. The I'll know this tomorrow night, obviously, with the drive to Cherry Valley is not a short, quick, easy one.
No.
So, you know, Cherry Valley, as we know now, you know, weren't exactly early getting here tonight. It just makes things a whole lot, you know, more difficult when you feel like you're rushing before the game. You can't maybe do your normal routine, do the things that you're used to doing before the game. Really makes it a challenge.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Cherry Valley was unable to get a bus until after 4 o'clock, so that's a little bit of the reason for our late start here tonight. But they did get a full warm-up in, but we'll see if they have bus legs or not. So we're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be the CVS girls here in Franklin tonight. Tri-Valley basketball on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. This is Josh Missler from JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge. I'm here with my family today to let you know we are a local, hometown electrical service you can trust.
That's right. Your satisfaction is our top priority at JM Electrical Contracting.
We are your local, authorized Generac generator sales, service, warranty, and installation dealer.
We offer free in-home consultations where we size the generator to your home's exact needs. Plus, we offer annual services which include preventative maintenance checks to ensure your unit is in good working order.
Hey, Carly, who would you trust to size, install, and maintain your new Generac home standby generator?
JM Electrical Contracting, of course, because it's what they do. Call JM at 895-PLUG, that's 895-7584, or go to jmelectricalcontracting.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Place Chopper Plaza. If you're hearing a lot of fan noise right now, they really get loud and proud here during starting lineups in Franklin, so that should subdue it in just a moment. But let's do the starting lineups. First for CVS and head coach Jen Moore. They start with sophomore number 13, Morgan Huff. She had 20 points the other night in a very big Cherry Valley win, so we'll keep an eye on her tonight. Senior number 15, Emma Whiteman. Junior number 21, Lydia Lusk. She had 20 rebounds in a game the other night as well. A lot of size on this CVS team. Junior number 23, Jolene Lusk. She is the one to watch. She is one of the most talented players in the area. Very tall as well. I'd say probably 6'1 or 6'2. And freshman number 24, Bryn Whiteman. On the other side for Mike Dutcher and Franklin, senior number 2, Marissa Campbell. Senior number 10, Lucia Temple. Senior number 22, Kayla Campbell. Senior number 24, Zoe Warren. And senior number 32, Meredith Shivers. So very senior-heavy team here in Franklin, Sky.
Absolutely. And Cherry Valley, we just talked about before the game, the talent that they have as a team. They got a lot of people coming back next year, too.
Yeah, this is a young team, a lot of height, very tough. I mean, you're looking at Joe right now at midcourt. My guess is 6'2", maybe 6'3". I mean, she is tough, and she's averaging a double-double, and you can see why. I mean, she's got the height. And she's really worked hard in AAU to upper skills. I'm excited to watch her tonight.
And you said junior, right?
Yeah, she's only junior.
Wow.
So might keep growing. Who knows? And so here we go, the opening tip. And we are underway. CVS wins it, but it goes right to Marissa Campbell to Lucia Temple. Franklin wins the opening tip. They're in the white with the purple uniforms here tonight. CVS is in the navy blue with the white and the red trim.
CVS coming out in a triangle and two. They're going man-to-man on Marissa and Kayla. The others are zoning in a triangle.
Here's a jumper for Zoe Warren off the mark. Rebound is a jump ball. Arrow is going to give it to CVS. The story's out now. We're going to see a lot of junk defenses if you're Franklin, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you can't really argue with that strategy.
Here's a full-court press from Franklin, and they'll get a steal with Marissa Campbell. Finds Kayla, wants to take it inside, and can't get the layup to go, but she is fouled. 30 seconds in, we're scoreless, and Caleb will head to the line.
And we talked about the height of Cherry Valley. One of the nice things for Franklin with Caleb and Marissa, they got some height on them as well as guards.
Yeah, they really do. If one team can match up with Cherry Valley height-wise, it is Franklin, I would say. As Caleb to the line, first shot is up and good for her. So Franklin takes an early 1-0 lead, and maybe that's what Franklin's going to try to do, press them and see if they can turn them over. So second shot coming here for Kayla Campbell. And this one is off the back of the rim. Rebound is scooped up here. Both teams scrambling for it. Another jump ball. Might be one of those kind of nights. This time the arrow is going to keep it with Franklin.
Both teams get after the boards quite a bit, so you should probably expect to see a lot of jump balls tonight.
Marissa will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline here underneath the Franklin basket. Kayla comes off the screen trying to fight her way through it. They'll get it into Zoe Warren, left wing side. Now to Meredith Shivers. To the interior for Kayla. Back out for Zoe Warren. Finds Shivers right side to the interior for Kayla Campbell. Turnaround shot won't go on the baby hook. Rebound for Franklin. They keep it alive there with Temple. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Here's Kayla Campbell for three. Got it from the right side. And that is an early 4-0 lead. And now Cherry Valley will break the press. Trailing 4-0 here. We're a minute in. They go to Jolene Lusk. Finds a backdoor cutter. And the shot is up and good for Bryn Whiteman, the freshman. And now Cherry Valley trying to hustle back. Kayla has the basketball on the right wing side. 6:45 to go first quarter. Franklin 4 and Cherry Valley Springfield 2. To the interior now for Lucia Temple. They try to go to the right low block for Kayla, punched out of bounds. What do you see for Franklin trying to execute here against this this triangle and 2?
I'm liking how they're getting the big out on the wing, making the low block triangle person have to come out, and Kayla can go man-to-man, posting up down low.
Three ball for Marissa is off the mark. A rebound for Zoe Warren. Her shot was blocked by Jill Lusk, and then we'll have a foul back up the floor on Franklin. So 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Franklin 4 and Cherry Valley 2. And so the Patriots will get it in at midcourt. It's stolen, though, by the Purple Devils, but an over and back. Unlucky there on Zoe Warren as she was tiptoeing along the midcourt line. And so this will be the Patriots doing the inbounding in front of the Patriots bench in the backcourt. They throw it in, and costly turnover there as Kayla Campbell takes it away. Cross-court pass finds Zoe Warren. Right-handed layup won't go down, and Joe Lusk with the rebound. Here come the Patriots. Left side of the floor here for Morgan Huff. Huff's going to try to go over the top of the defense. Finds a backdoor cut blocked out of bounds there by Shivers, as that was Bryn Whiteman going for the right-handed layup.
Expect to see a lot of press and ball pressure from Franklin. Historically, Mike Dutcher teams like to press and put pressure on to try and get some quick steals. If Cherry Valley can beat that and use their height advantage down low, they might have something.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-2 the score. Cherry Valley dumping it down low. A right-handed layup won't go there from Morgan Huff. A good look from Joe Lusk and a rebound for Franklin. Here is Campbell on the right wing side. Looking for her sister Marissa, comes off a screen, wants to dump it off for Shivers through her hands, and the Patriots will take it away. Back down the floor they come, and the Patriots looking to set it up. They go inside for Huff. Her shot was partially blocked. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up here by Franklin. It's Franklin 4, Cherry Valley Springfield 2, with 5.5 to go first quarter. Kayla with a little Euro step through the lane, puts it up and in, and she's got all 6 of Franklin's points. Makes it 6-2. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, and now a throwaway here by the Patriots as they tried to go over the top of the press, and they haven't been able to figure that out yet, Sky.
No, and as we talked about, Kayla and Marissa have some nice height, and they're very good athletic guards. So when you have that advantage in the press, you can put them up front. It creates a lot of issues for you trying to beat the press where you can throw the ball.
Purple Devils with the basketball at midcourt. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Franklin 6, Cherry Valley Springfield 2. Here's Kayla in the paint, muscling through, puts it up and in. And Kayla's off to one of her signature hot starts, as she's got 8 points to make it 8-2 over Cherry Valley. Inbounds pass now. Patriots scoop it away. They go far side from Morgan Huff across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Huff comes off a screen, goes to the interior for Joe Lusk. Little turnaround baby hook is up and good for Jolene Lusk. I think that's the biggest area she's improved, those low post moves. That was pretty smooth.
That was a very nice turn to her left as well.
Here's Shivers with a pull-up jumper from the foul line. No good. And there's Lusk with a great rebound. Slapped that ball pretty hard, too, as she brought it down. And a rebound and a shot in transition is up and good here for Ari Bosk, who's checked into the game now. And it's Franklin 8 and CVS 6 with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Zoe Warren. Steps up for a jumper from the outside. Off the mark. Rebound for Lusk. And she can dribble, too. Outlet pass for Morgan Huff. Huff in transition in front of the Franklin bench as they go right to left. Here's Huff for three from the outside. Left it short. Rebound scooped up Lusk is there, wants to kick it out. Finds Bosk for a jumper. That won't go. Another rebound for Jolene. Can't get it. Gets her own rebound. Third chance opportunity. She cashes in. Can't give her that many tries.
We talk about it on my team all the time. The more chances you give, the higher, chance they'll make one.
3:45 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8. Kayla Campbell tried to go coast-to-coast, couldn't finish the left-handed layup, and the track meet continues. Here come the Patriots back down the floor. Huff wants to take it to the rim, hits it, and she's fouled, and CVS takes a 10-8 lead with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, and Huff's going to go to the line. Nice play there, and a nice kiss off the glass as well. And so stepping in looking for the old-fashioned three-point play is Morgan Huff, who had 20 points the other night, as they were able to beat Mount Markham, who was a state-ranked Class C team from Section 3. Huff's shot won't go at the line. Rebound for Franklin. They'll take it in. A pass from Kayla Campbell. She finds Jarissa Myers, who puts it up and in. And we're tied at 10 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. CVS in transition. Here's Huff again off the glass with the high floater. Makes it 12-10. And this could be a high-scoring track meet here, Sky.
Both teams are really getting up and down the court right now.
Here is Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Yeah, we'll see who's in better shape here tonight. That's for sure. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here is Campbell into the paint. Blocked out of there by Lusk, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Purple Devils. Kayla seems to be, you know, when she gets started like this, she's off to one of her hot starts. It can be very dangerous for the other team.
And you know, you sometimes see some players trying to just get out and start launching deep shots and stuff like that, but she's really taking it to the basket, trying to get into the flow of the game right now.
Yeah, an inbounds pass to Kayla was blocked there by Joe Lusk. Out of bounds, going to stay with Franklin. 11 on the shot clock, 2:57 to go first quarter, and the Patriots leading Franklin 12-10 here at FCS tonight.
And what a luxury for CVS to have Joe Lusk like that, because not only the height-wise, of course, but she's a very good athlete. You can just tell with the way she moves. As you said, she can handle the ball, which we've already seen her do, but the way she moves on the basketball court is such a luxury to have.
So Marissa Campbell was just fouled, taking, I think, either a deep two or a short three in that far side corner. That was on Ari Bosk. So here's Marissa at the line. First shot, no good. Nothing like being on the radio in a quiet gym during foul shots here. So,
yeah, I'm never quite sure how loud to talk during these.
Yeah, these are can be difficult here in COVID times. Second shot from Marissa is good, and she'll get one more. Makes it 12-11 here with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. And it looks like a timeout's going to be taken here by Cherry Valley Springfield. So we'll take a break. 2:52 to go first quarter, CVS 12, Franklin Girls 11. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Our score right now is the CBS girls leading Franklin 12-11 on the road, and this matchup living up to the hype, much like last night. We had a great game on the radio last night between the Delhi girls and Green, with Delhi coming away with a 47-41 win. That was a fun one. Looks like this is going to be the same tonight as Marissa goes 2 out of 3 at the line for Franklin. That's Marissa Campbell. We're tied up at 12 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
An interesting substitution for Franklin. They just brought Meredith Shivers back in for Lucia Temple. They're going even more size, as we've seen CVS get to the rim a little bit more.
Yeah, this is probably one of the biggest lineups that Franklin could go with here. And it's a battle down on the low blocks tonight. 2:40 to go in the first quarter, tied at 12, CVS with the ball. Here's Bosk for a long three. No, it's a long two, and she got it to go and had her foot on the line there. So she has 4 points, and it is CVS 14, Franklin 12. Here is Kayla Campbell. Finds Shivers at the high post, goes to Zoe Warren, back out for Kayla. Wide open three, a little too hard. Rebound for Bosk of Cherry Valley.
Cherry Valley lucked out. We talked about they're in the triangle and two, and whoever was the man on Kayla left her open. She got a wide open look. She doesn't miss too many of those, so they lucked out that time.
Here's CVS with a jumper from the right side. Shot was no good for Emma Whiteman. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. We got a good game. Cherry Valley Springfield leading Franklin 14-12 here tonight in Franklin. Franklin with the basketball, again going left to right there in the white with the purple and gold trim. J. Jerry Valley in the navy blue with the red and the white. Three ball for Kayla Campbell won't go. Marissa cleans up the mess, puts it up and in, and she's got 4 points. We're tied back up at 14. Quickly in transition, here's Huff off the glass. That's her specialty, and she scores.
And actually, important to note, Cherry Valley actually switched back to a regular 3-2 zone.
So here is Kayla Campbell, quickly in transition, misses the right-handed or the left-handed layup, excuse me. So Cherry Valley leads 16-14 with a 1:25 to go first quarter. Again in transition, they will score with Huff, and she's got 8 points. Makes it 18-14, and the Patriots with a four-point lead.
The pace to this game is they're just up and down right now.
Here's Kayla straight away three. Died on the back of the rim. Lusk with a rebound. Outlet pass, and nobody is back for Franklin. Huff is going to have a breakaway layup, and she scores. Morgan Huff's got 10 points. Coach Dutcher's seen enough. He takes a timeout. 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Cherry Valley, Springfield 20, Franklin 14. We'll be right back on WCDL.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Patriots with their biggest lead of the game right now, 20-14 over the Franklin girls with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Let's see if Franklin can answer here as they go left to right. Here's Kayla Campbell, left wing side. Now finds Marissa, steps in, wants a long two-pointer here, hit the front of the rim, no good, and Jolene Lusk with a rebound. She's been cleaning up the glass. Patriots in transition. And a shot down low, won't go. Rebound for Myers here of Franklin. Big possession here for the Purple Devils as we come up on 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Kayla tries to go coast to coast. It was blocked there by Lusk, who takes it away. And an outlet pass ahead, but they're not going to be able to get to it in time with Bryn Whiteman. And that seems to be the game plan here, Sky. Outlet, rebound, outlet, and go.
And I'll tell you what, Joe Lusk is doing a great job with those outlet passes, too. Those are not easy ones. So she's just getting the ball off the rebound, turning, and she knows where to throw that basketball.
Yeah, she has been just incredible on the boards here tonight. As you said, very athletic, great passing, good touch.
And when you have a big that's able to not only make those kind of passes, but as we've seen her, she's been able to dribble the ball herself, so she could even take it up if she wanted to. But to have the awareness on the basketball court to hit, make those hit-ahead passes has been such a luxury, because that's where we've been seeing them get a lot of their points is in transition.
There's Kayla Campbell inside. Can't get the shot to go with 10 seconds left. Took a hard hit there. We hope she's okay. Patriots back down the floor. It was knocked out of bounds here by Marissa Campbell. Going to stay, I believe, with the Patriots with 4 seconds left, first quarter. Can CVS get a shot off here? Inbound duties will be with Bryn Whiteman. And she'll look to get it in. Tosses one up, finds Lusk, and she couldn't quite hang on to it. I don't think they're going to get a shot off, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. CVS girls leading Franklin 20-14. We got a good one here tonight at FCS, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today, located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And start of the second quarter, Jolene Lusk with a little baby hook in the paint. Can't get it to go down. And back down the floor here for Franklin on a rebound by Kayla Campbell. Now to Marissa inside for Lucia Temple. Her jumper is short. Rebound for Zoe Warren. Warren kicks one back out. Ball knocked out of bounds. And comes to our table here. First time we've been tested tonight, Sky.
You know, I got to say, your reaction time was pretty good on that.
Well, this is the closest we sit almost anywhere. I mean, we're on the court here, and we don't have very much room for error. So I always try to be extra protective here. Marissa Campbell on the right side goes to the interior for Kayla. They're trying to establish that game. They go far side now for Zoe Warren as they kick it back out. They find Marissa right side for three off the top of the rim. And Franklin can't buy a bucket right now. Rebound for Cherry Valley. And they'll look to bring it up the floor here with Lydia Lusk. So we're fresh into the second quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on the road leading Franklin 20-14. Patriots with the ball going right to left. They go to Bosk right side for Morgan Huff, who had 10 points in that first quarter, down on the right low block. Eight on the shot clock now. They're trying to get it to the high post here for Lusk. Instead, they'll work it out to the far side for Lydia Lusk. Looking for Jolene, instead found Lydia, and she puts it in. 22-14 now in transition. Here's Kayla Campbell, the glass, and the bank is open. Knocks it off and puts it in, 22-16. Franklin trailing. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Patriots with 6.5 to go, second quarter. And Sky, this pace continues here.
And interesting, Coach Dutcher, after that made basket, actually told his team to get back. They're not looking to press at the moment, but we've seen Cherry Valley press as well. But it'll be interesting to see if Coach Dutcher tries to have his team drop back, maybe slow down the pace a little bit. It was a great defensive possession last time. Cherry Valley just made a shot at the end of the shot clock, but a little bit better.
I think he's got to be worried about giving up more of those points in transition, that's for sure. Patriots did a good job with that. Nice job by Shivers to knock one out of bounds. Last touch by Cherry Valley. So Franklin will get it back with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It is Cherry Valley Springfield 22, Franklin 16. Here is Kayla. Pump fakes, takes it down low, stuck on the right low block. Dishes off for Marissa. Her right-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Cherry Valley. And windexing the glass there was Lydia Lusk. In transition, Patriots with a little runner off the glass there for Emma Whiteman. It won't go. 6:05 to go in the second. Patriots get it back. Here's Lusk with a step through. Can't get the shot. Rebound for Kayla. Did everything but finish right there. Kayla in transition, trying to put this team on her back. Takes it coast to coast off the glass and good. Nice job there to stop her momentum so she didn't take the charge, too.
And you can see the Cherry Valley defender played that perfectly to have to make her to force to do that, which is very hard to do.
Traveling violation on Cherry Valley now, so maybe the momentum switching back to Franklin here. They trail by four, 22-18, with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Franklin will look to get it in. They go to Kayla Campbell in the backcourt. Ahead now for Lucia Temple. Back to Kayla. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in for a long two from the foul line. It won't go. Rebound for the Patriots. Here they go. The long outlet pass here to Morgan Huff. And good hustle back by Zoe Warren to get a piece of that. And she missed it. Huff couldn't get that. And now Franklin back down the floor. Here's Kayla. Finds Marissa on the right side. Baseline. Kicks one out. Finding Kayla Campbell, steps in, jumper is good. Heat check on Kayla, she's got 14. And we're back to a two-point game here, Sky, 22-20 with 5 to go in the second quarter.
You can see Franklin is really trying to actually slow this game down a little bit and not allow Cherry Valley to get out in transition and run, and it's really making a difference.
Steal by Franklin. Kayla Campbell back down the floor. They could tie it up or maybe take the lead on this possession. They go to Shivers inside, her shot won't go. Rebound for the Patriots underneath. That one zipped up there by Mia Dubin. Back down the floor for the Patriots left side as they go right to left. Top of the key here with 4.5 to go in the second quarter as the Patriots go right to left. CVS to the interior for
great
Dubin
cut.
And she puts it in.
That was a great cut by
Dubin.
Dubin. That was a great cut in behind the zone and great job by her teammate to find her.
So 4:20 to go, second quarter, four-point game. Cherry Valley leading 24-20. Here's Marissa Campbell for three. Too much mustard on that one. And a rebound for the Purple Devils. They keep it alive. Here's Marissa again. Pump fakes on that three. To the interior, finds Kayla. Jumper is too strong. Rebound for CVS. And Cherry Valley wants to push it. And Coach Jen Morton yelling that right out. Push it, push it. So a four-point game, CVS leading Franklin 24-20, but they lose it out of bounds, and back to the Purple Devils.
you can tell that they want to push. And if you didn't know, you could definitely hear their coach telling them to.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they get that rebound, they're looking to run. Franklin takes a timeout. 3:55 to go second quarter. 24-20. CVS on top of Franklin here at FCS. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 3:50 to go, second quarter. Franklin with the basketball. They find Myers down low. An easy block there for Lutz, but she threw it away. Franklin gets it back. And Kayla Campbell will reset the offense as Franklin trails Cherry Valley Springfield 24-20 late in the second quarter. Three ball for Marissa Campbell. Left side won't go. Joe Lutz with a rebound. Outlet pass. And here comes Morgan Huff. Huff down the right side of the floor, takes it back out, finds Jolene, steps into the paint. Jumper is good for Jolene Lusk. She's got 6 points. And she's got to have close to 10 rebounds already, Sky. She's been tremendous.
She's been all over the floor tonight. And as we said, one of the biggest things that she's done is her outlet passing to get the team out in transition. It's such a luxury to have.
Another rebound for Joe Lusk here. And they'll say she stepped out of bounds off that miss from Kayla Campbell. 3:07 to go second quarter. And Cherry Valley Springfield leading 26-20 after that bucket by Joe Lusk. And so Franklin gets it in. They find Kayla. She misses the point-blank shot, gets her own rebound, can't get it again, finds her own rebound again. Third chance for Kayla. Also won't go down. And this time Jolene says, I got it. And she'll kick it out. And Joe Lusk losing her glasses there with 2:54 to go, second quarter. And she gets them and scoops them back up.
You know, another thing that she does so well that is not a stat, how much of the defense's attention she takes away. Whenever she's in that high post, the defense goes with her, and that's how Cherry Valley's been able to cut in behind.
I'm going to have to ask her here. She normally will wear some rec specs. Those appear to be like regular glasses. This here's a steal from Franklin and then a foul on the Patriots. So I don't know if, you know, she's trying something different tonight or you never know. But playing with glasses is tough. We saw that last night. One of the girls in the game there had her glasses knocked off from Green, and she had a tough go the rest of the way. Here's Kayla trying to go coast to coast, and Lusk getting some of her body in the way. Knocked it away, but Franklin holds on to possession here with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 26-20 the score. Franklin trailing by 6.
Joe Lusk does a great job of using the verticality rule of going straight up as well, because she's got the height, obviously, she's athletic, but she knows when people are driving in at her just to go straight up, and that you can't call a foul on that.
Here is Marissa Campbell, comes around a screen, fires up a runner in the paint, no good. Joe Lusk with a rebound, outlet pass looking for Morgan Huff. And what a lead pass that was. Huff takes it all the way and scores.
Great pass by Joe Lusk out ahead to Huff.
28-20 now the score with 1:55 to go in the second quarter, and Franklin's going to throw it away. They tried to go over the top there for Lucia Temple, and it goes out of bounds and now back to CVS. I think this is an important two-minute stretch here, Sky. Franklin's got to find a way to get a stop and not let this balloon up before the halftime break.
No, you want to keep it definitely within single digits, but you don't want it to definitely get put, any bigger than it is right now.
Patriots with the basketball on the right wing side. Looking to work it around. They find Huff on the interior and a traveling violation against the Patriots. Officials have let it go here a little bit tonight, Scott.
They're definitely letting them play. There was a little bit of contact on that one, but they're definitely letting both sides play.
Back down the floor for Franklin. And here is Myers with a jumper. No good. Shivers the rebound, and she scores. Big bucket there for Franklin to cut it to 28-22 with 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Patriots back down the floor into the right wing corner. Now they'll try to go back up top. A steal by Kayla Campbell. Down the right side. Kayla trying to take it all the way. She's blocked by Joe Lusk out of bounds. And you just do not encounter that kind of height anywhere else in the area.
And she got down the floor. I mean, she was down, like, in the play, a steal up top by Kayla, and Joe Lusk runs all the way back to block the shot.
Franklin gets it in, trailing 28-22. Three ball in the corner for Marissa Campbell. No. Kayla the rebound, yes. And Kayla's got 16 here in the first half. Four-point game, CVS 28, Franklin 24. 1 minute to go before halftime. Patriots with the basketball. Front of the Franklin bench, they go to the high post for Lusk. Down low for Huff, dribble drive, partially blocked. Rebound for Franklin, that's Myers. Myers with some big minutes off the bench here. And here is Kayla in transition. Kayla Campbell splits two defenders, gets it off for Myers. Her shot was short. She somehow gets it back, fires it up. That shot won't go either. Marissa with a rebound. Also off the mark, and Joe Lusk finally with a rebound. Outlet pass to Huff, gets around the defense. Trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled as she puts the right-handed layup up. With 27 seconds to go, second quarter, CVS leading Franklin 28-24. Frantic pace here. This is quicker than some boys' games I've seen this year. Maybe not those Franklin boys, though. That's a team that gets up and down the floor. Holy cow. Here is Huff at the line. First shot, no good. So Morgan Huff with 12 points to lead CVS. And Kayla Campbell with 16 to lead Franklin. Here is Huff. Her second shot won't go. Gets her own rebound, though, with 25 seconds to go. Good job following her shot. Takes it on the baseline. Works one over. Floater in the lane. Won't go down as well. Lusk says, I'll take that. Her shot won't go, but she is fouled and will head to the line with 16 seconds left here in the second quarter. Joe Lusk with 6 points, but she's had a big impact on a lot of the game here. So this has been great to see kind of Kayla versus Joe here in this first half. First shot at the line for Lusk is no good.
And as I said, Joe does so many things on the basketball court so well, and some of them just don't even go in the stat book. As I said, occupying
right.
The defense's attention, you know, just being straight up. You may not even get a block or the rebound, but altering shots. I mean, stuff like that makes a huge difference.
Makes the second shot. It's 29-24. 10 seconds left here, second quarter. Kayla pulls up, hits it. We got 18. Makes it 29-26. 5 seconds left, second quarter. Huff down the right wing side. Huff has it knocked out of bounds with 1 second left. It's going to stay with the Patriots. That was risky there for Marissa. I thought maybe they'd call the reach. Patriots are pretty much just going to have to catch it and chuck it. Waiting for the inbounds here. And Patriots will look to get it in. They find Huff at the buzzer. No, rolled out. What a great first half. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on the road leading Franklin 29-26. Sky and I will be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report here in just a couple of minutes. But stay tuned. Don't turn that radio dial. Wherever you're going, sit in the car. You got to listen to the rest of this one. 3-point game at the half, CVS 29, Franklin 26. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck.
On WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. You can also go back in the game audio archive anytime. A free download for all these games, courtesy of SFCU. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report, as Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight. Of course, Sky is the Franklin boys varsity coach. And what a great first half. Before we go through our scoring summary, just your thoughts on the track meet that ensued here in the first half.
It's a good thing that both teams seem like they're in good condition, because they need it, and it's going to be interesting to see the second half, the third and fourth quarter, if they can keep up with that pace, if anyone gets tired or anything like that. I also think a big thing, though, doesn't, at least to my memory, no one is in foul trouble, though.
I don't
believe.
Think so, no. No, and yeah, that's been great. We were just talking with Jeff Maliner, our friend here. Of course, you all might know him from New York State Takeover. He's been on the podcast, what, three times, Jeff? Oh, my gosh, he's the first triple guest I've had. Well, he was saying it's one of the least physical games he's seen this year, and I would agree. We've seen a lot of good body position and just, I don't know, both teams are looking to run, but the physicality hasn't been there. I don't know.
It's a clean physical in a way, if that makes sense. They're playing straight up. It's jump balls, but it's not fouling. It's not, you know, reaching and spots you don't need to or anything like that. Both teams are playing very well.
Well, you mentioned it before when Franklin was going to the basket that Joe had just such good body control at times to kind of play it straight up and make sure she didn't have the contact and That's tough to do.
Oh, yeah, no, and she's very athletic, moves very well as well, so she's able to move all over the court inside the paint to protect it, and it's such a luxury, as I said, for Cherry Valley to have a player like that, because then when she does block the shot or get the rebound, her ability to then turn and outlet the basketball, as we've seen, Cherry Valley runs very well in transition, and they've been getting a lot of very easy buckets. That's when they got down early, but they got themselves back in the game and ultimately took the lead because of that fast break.
Imagine this game, again, maybe down the road, maybe, again, hypothetically, a Tri-Valley championship on a college court. These teams will be just, they'll just be dogging it by halftime on the bigger court. They'll be running up and down like crazy. It could be a lot of fun.
It would be something to see, as you said, on the bigger court. And it's funny because you mentioned the Franklin boys and the pace we like to try and play them, stuff like that. It would be very interesting to see, like, us on a bigger court as well. But these two teams right here, you know, when you like to play fast and stuff like that, and then you play another team that plays fast, it's almost like something's got to give at some point. Mm-hmm. And we saw Franklin. They got out of the press. They dropped back, tried to slow things down a little bit, limit the transition, easy buckets at the hoop. And it did actually look to help them a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see the strategy, because we also saw Cherry Valley come out originally in a triangle and two on Kayla and Marissa, and they got out of that. So both teams already adapting and changing their original game plans early on.
Let's go our scoring summary here. First for the CVS Patriots, 12 points at the team high so far for the sophomore Morgan Huff, 7 from Joe Lusk, 4 from Ari Bosk, and then 2 apiece from Lydia Lusk, Mia Dubin, and Bryn Whiteman as well. For Franklin, 18 for Kayla Campbell, 4 for her sister Marissa, and then 2 apiece for Meredith Shivers and Jaritza Myers. So, you know, Kayla at times was struggling, I would say, a little bit to shoot, but there was other times when it was like she's heating up and she kept Franklin in this game scoring-wise.
The three-point shot for Franklin so far hasn't been dropping like sometimes it does, so it'll be interesting to see in the second half if more of those shots start to fall. Kayla and Marissa, two very good shooters, obviously. Neither one, I don't know if there was actually a made three-pointer yet in this game, Nate.
Let me look here. I think you're right. Just quickly scrolling through here. Yeah, no three-pointers in that first half. That's pretty rare.
Yes.
So we'll see. If Marissa can get it going, that would certainly be interesting, because she had some good looks and just, you know, couldn't finish. So we'll see. And this is fun here tonight. We got Jeff in the building. Daily Star was here earlier. We got Ben Patton, of course, the famous Ben Patton from the Walton Reporter. So everybody's here tonight for this one. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Marabito has been serving the area since 1927. We appreciate their support. Halftime score, CVS Girls leading Franklin here tonight at FCS, 29-26. It'll be a great finish, so stay tuned here on WCDO.
So, Dad, you're an electrician.
Yeah.
Tell me this. What happens if a winter storm knocks out the power and you don't have a generator?
Well, you won't have any lights, or TV, or heat, or water.
Correct. And what happens if you don't have heat for a long time?
Carly, what are you getting at?
Please answer the question.
Well, your pipes will probably freeze, and if that happens, you've got a big mess.
Exactly. So wouldn't it stand to reason that everyone should get a generator?
You know, Carly, you're a pretty smart kid. Don't tell Mom, but I think you take after me.
Take it from Carly at JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Getting a generator for your home or business now will save you from big headaches later. JM Electrical Contracting sells, services, and repairs top-of-the-line Generac generators. So get peace of mind this winter season from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Call Josh Missler at 895-7584. That's 895-PLUG. Or visit jmelectricalcontracting.com.
And tell him Carly sent you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier.
Making our score 31-28, CVS girls on top of Franklin. Nate Lowe and Franklin varsity boys coach Sky Thompson with me tonight. And we're excited for a fun second half here, Sky.
The pace in the first half was great.
Just looking over at the scorers table here, as looks like they're just going to have to fix something up on the scoreboard. Appears everything is okay.
Sorry, I get distracted with stuff like that, see what's going on.
That's the coach in you, yeah.
But anyway, great pace in the first half, up and down game, very clean game. Not a lot of fouling, as we talked about. You're just seeing two very good teams play against each other. It's been great.
Steal for Kayla Campbell. 6.5 to go here. Third quarter, Marissa for three straight away off the pass. Jill Lusk with a rebound. And now we will have a foul on that rebound as Lusk got that one. And then an over-the-back call. We'll see who it's on here. Looks like it's going to be on Kayla, her first, team's first in the third quarter. So 6.5 to go in the third. And it'll be CVS 31, Franklin 28. Patriots with the basketball. They go to the right side here for Morgan Huff. The sophomore having a nice game here so far tonight. Tipped out of bounds, though, as she tried to loft one into the corner. Marissa Campbell was there to knock it away.
Franklin, to start out this half, once again, not pressing. They are staying out of the press like they did in the first half when they made that adjustment.
Patriots look to get it in, and they do. A three ball from the right side, leaving it short there with Bryn Whiteman. Rebound from Marissa Campbell into the safe hands of her sister Kayla down the left side of the floor. As Franklin's in the white with the purple and gold trim, going right to left. They pass one down low for Lucia Temple. Her shot's no good. Patriots back the other way in transition. Here is Morgan Huff. They're in the navy blue with the white and the red trim tonight, going left to right. High post for Joe Lesk. Pull-up jumper is good. Nothing but net there for Lusk. She's got nine, and it's 33-28 for CVS. Early third quarter. Franklin breaks the full-court pressure. They find Lucia Temple underneath for Zoe Warren. Wants to pull it back out now. Makes a good decision. Finds Kayla Campbell. Wants a three. Right side. Too strong. A bullet out of bounds. Franklin can't get there in time, and the three-point shooting, they haven't quite found the range yet, Scott.
Not yet. As we talked about, there hasn't been a single three made yet in this game. And for Franklin, as we talked about, they got two very good shooters. And he's a good shooting team, but, you know, when you think about good girl three-point shooters, Kayla and Marissa are obviously two of the few that you think of right away. And not making one is very rare.
Three ball for the Patriots, and they can't get off the schneid either. A missed shot there. A rebound for Franklin off that miss from Emma Whiteman. Back down the floor here for Kayla. She avoids some pressure. Bounce pass far side. Marissa Campbell for three. Got it. There it is.
She's not talking
seven.
About it enough. It was bound to happen.
Franklin cuts it back down to a two-point game, 33-31. 5 minutes to go in the third. Pull-up jumper here for Cherry Valley. No good. Rebound, Franklin. Ahead for Lucia Temple. She wants to take it to the rim, and she's blocked out of bounds there by Joe Lusk. She's got to have four or five blocks already tonight, too.
She's had quite a few.
So 4:55 to go here in the third quarter. CVS girls with a two-point lead over Franklin, 33-31. Franklin gets the ball in. They're on the left wing side in their own offensive end. Here is Kayla Campbell. Scoops one for Marissa. In the corner for three. Got it. Back to back.
That play right there was a great play. The two sisters, Kayla drives, takes the defender with her, flips it right back to her sister, makes her second in a row.
Now a steal for Franklin. Kayla got her hand on it. Outlet pass to Marissa, back to Kayla. Franklin leads 34-33 with 4.5 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now in front of the Franklin bench. Zoe Warren back up to Myers, top of the key. Myers tried to pass it down low, intercepted by the Patriots. Huff on the leak out, takes it to the rim and scores. That's Morgan Huff now with 16 for CVS. Patriots lead 35-34, 4 minutes to go in the third. Kayla in transition finds Lucia Temple. She's fouled on the block there by Joe Lusk. They'll say it's on the floor.
And I'll tell you what, obviously because of COVID, the gym is not as packed as it usually is, but I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty loud in here.
It is. The small fan section behind us getting some defense chants going. The Franklin faithful are into it here tonight. Yeah, the Tri-Valley League is one of the local leagues that's still a little bit more conservative on the fans, I would say. So not a ton of people in attendance, but those that are here are getting treated to a great game. Left side three for Kayla. It's good.
Kayla said, whatever, to her sister, whatever you can do, I can do it too.
Franklin retakes the lead, 37-35, and Kayla has 23 points. Here's Joe Lusk off the glass. It's good, and Lusk has got 11. It's like a heavyweight fight here, and the fighters are just trading blows at this point. Meredith Shivers for Franklin. Her right-handed layup won't go. Rebound Joe Lusk. Ahead now for Bosk. Bosk wants to take it in. Blocked by Marissa Campbell. 3.5 to go in the third. We're tied at 37. Franklin to the far side. Here is Zoe Warren back to Marissa. The three balls are starting to fall for Franklin. Let's see if they can get a few more. Left side for Lucia Temple. Her shot no good. Zoe Warren, the rebound, blocked out of bounds by Joe Lusk.
I'll tell you, the last two possessions for Cherry Valley that Joe Lusk has scored on, she's caught the ball in the high post. The first time just caught and shot it, nothing but net. That time took a nice dribble in, a nice little floater in the lane. Very nice play from her.
A shot from Kayla on the inbounds play is blocked by Lusk, but it goes right to Marissa, who puts it in. And Franklin retakes the lead, 39-37. 3 minutes to go in the third. Fast-moving third quarter here, Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots with the ball, knocked out of bounds by Meredith Shivers. Again, Franklin leading 39-37. Kayla Campbell with 23 for Franklin. Marissa with 12. On the other side, Morgan Huff with 16, and Joe Lusk with 11 for CVS. There's Bosk, a long two, nothing but net for Ari Bosk, and she's got six. And we're tied back up at 39 apiece with 2:50 to go, third quarter. Franklin with the basketball. Here's Marissa at the top of the key. Reversing far side, finds Kayla. Three ball, good. 26 for Kayla Campbell. And it's 42-39.
The fourth three-pointer of the quarter after making none in the first half.
Patriots with a turnaround shot blocked by Kayla Campbell. Ball is loose on the floor. Numbers if they can hurry. And here is Kayla on the right side of the floor with 2:20 to go in the third. Finds Marissa. Three ball is too strong. A little too much hot sauce on that one. And back down the floor they come. Here is Morgan Huff in transition. And we'll have a kick on Kayla Campbell using those All-State soccer skills right there to slow it down.
And you know what? Great play by Kayla, because if she didn't use her leg on that one, they would have had an easy layup.
So 2:10 to go in the third. It's Franklin 42, CVS 39. Timeout by the Patriots. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. What a game here tonight in Franklin. Franklin girls leading 42-39 late in the third on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just a reminder to anyone listening out there that's really maybe getting into this game, you can always go to the Franklin YouTube page. JJ does a great job here of streaming these games. Big kudos to the Franklin Athletic Department. So this game is live. If you want to watch the video right now, you can try to sync it up with our audio if you can. But it is available on the Franklin YouTube page, so check that out. Franklin 42, CVS 39 with 2:10 to go third quarter. Out of the timeout, a pass inside by the Patriots is intercepted by the Purple Devils. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We're glad to have you along. We'll take you the rest of the way if you're not a YouTube person. So down low for Lucia Temple. Back up top for Marissa Campbell. Three ball, just too hard this time. Rebound for the Patriots. Takes a great bounce. Ahead for Ari Bosk, and she finishes. She's got eight.
I believe she didn't start the game, correct?
No, didn't start.
That's a very solid bench player for them to go to.
Minute and a half to go in the third. Franklin with a one-point lead, 42-41. Here is Marissa Campbell. Thought about an NBA range three, but didn't pull the trigger. To the high post for Myers, blocked by Joe Lusk. And ahead now for Bosk. Bosk wants to take it inside. She's blocked by Kayla Campbell. It's been a block party here tonight. Jump ball on the rebound. Arrow keeps it with the Patriots. 1:14 to go in the third. I would say between Kayla, Marissa, and Joe Luck, we've seen 15 or 20 blocks. I'm not even exaggerating.
No,
it's incredible.
There's been quite a few. And the thing is, it's all been clean basketball. It's not like they're swatting at it or anything like that. Sometimes you see players swat at it and stuff. It's just very clean basketball.
Patriots look to get it in, and they do. Almost a breakdown by the Purple Devils on defense. But instead, the Patriots turn it over, and up and down is called there. And it goes back to Franklin. Purple Devils seem much more, I don't know, just the mojo is there for the Patriots, for the Purple Devils here late in the third.
Well, I think when you start to see your shot fall a little bit more, like we talked about, they usually make a few more threes and stuff like that. Once you see that, you get a couple stops defensively, you start to settle in a little bit more. But when your shot's not falling, that's obviously frustrating for anyone.
Here's Kayla Campbell. Little up and under move on the reverse layup, won't go. Rebound for CBS. We're under a minute to go, third quarter. Jump ball. Good tie up there by Kayla. Going to give the arrow back to the Purple Devils. 45 seconds to go in the third. Franklin clinging to a one-point lead. You are not going to want to turn that dial, folks. This is a great game. And so Franklin will get it in as they go right to left. Here is Kayla at the top of the key. Goes to the left elbow. Has to pull it back out to Marissa. A little give and go back to her. Up and under move and a nice left-handed layup. She's got 28. That's Kayla Campbell. Franklin leads 44-41, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Lusk into the corner for Bosk. Her jumper, no good. Rebound for the Patriots. Well done in the land of the trees there by Lydia Lusk. Back out to Jolene, into the paint, far side. Long two here is good for Huff. She puts it in, and Huff's got 18. Back to a one-point game, 44-43, 5 seconds left. Kayla, deep three, no, too strong. Rebound. Can the Patriots get a shot off in time? They won't. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Franklin 44, CVS 43. We got 8 minutes to decide this one. It's been a war so far, and we love it. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
What a great game here in Franklin. One quarter left to decide it as Franklin pulls back ahead of CVS 44-43. Kayla Campbell pumps in 28 points for FCS, and Morgan Huff has 18 points for the Patriots. Those are the team leaders for each side. And here we go. A one-point game. Chance of defense to start the fourth quarter as CVS has the ball. Right side long jumper for CVS from Lydia Lusk. No good. Rebound Franklin. Here's Kayla Campbell across midcourt over the Franklin Central logo. Splits two defenders in the paint. Jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. Taps it over to Zoe Warren. Her shot's off the mark. And Joe Lusk with the rebound. Back down the floor for the Patriots. And here is Emma Whiteman. Back to Joe Lusk showing the range for three. In and out. Halfway down. Rebound is loose on the floor, pinballing around, finally taken out of there by Kayla Campbell. And Kayla goes far side for Marissa, who has 12 points. She's really heated up in the third. She wants a screen, kicks one back out, goes to Shivers. High post jumper is good for Meredith Shivers. And Franklin leads 46-43 with 7 minutes to go. Chance of defense again from the small but fierce student section here tonight. In Franklin. And now a steal by Lucia Temple. left side of the floor. Temple wants to take it all the way. Blocked by Joe Lusk, and this time they'll get a call from the Zebra crew. And Coach Jen Moore not pleased with that call for Cherry Valley. 6:45 to go in the fourth, and this will send Lucia Temple to the line. You know, Temple rolled the dice there, Sky, and decided to go in, took the contact, and gets rewarded for it. So Temple at the line, first shot no good. So 6:45 to go in the fourth, Franklin 46, CVS 43.
And as we talked about, they've been letting them play quite a bit tonight, so...
Second shot coming here for Temple, and it rolls in. She'll take that. 47-43, 6:45 to go fourth quarter. Patriots with the basketball. Here is Huff, dribbles it out. Now into the right wing corner. Zips one back out for Emma Whiteman. Patriots in the navy blue with the white and the red trim going left to right. Patriots with the ball. They go to the high post for Joe Lusk. Steps through two defenders, partially blocked there by Kayla. Joe gets her own rebound. Shot won't go. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. Outlet pass to Kayla. Kayla in transition. Splits two defenders. Right-handed layup won't go. Rebound Joe Lusk. Here's the track meet. Ahead for Ari Bosk. She takes it to the rim and finishes. And Bosk is into double figures with 10.
And that's 10 off the bench. That is such a great luxury for CVS to have right there.
Back to a two-point game. Franklin 47, CVS 45. 6 minutes to go. Franklin working it around. Marissa Campbell for three in the corner. Buries it. She's got 15. 5-point lead for Franklin, 50-45. 5:45 to go. Can Cherry Valley come back here? Morgan Huff, right side corner. CVS on the right wing. They go to the baseline corner for Lydia Lusk. Lusk to the right side, back to Jolene. Jolene Lusk at the high post, steps up for a jumper off the side of the rim. Rebound, Meredith Shivers. And an outlet pass here to Kayla Campbell. Campbell down the right side of the floor, pulls one back out here. Looks to set up the offense. Boy, if Franklin could score, this would open up quite a cushion. Kayla in the paint, hit the rim twice, wouldn't flush down. Out of bounds, going to go back to the Patriots. That was a big possession there. It looked like a good shot from Kayla, just wouldn't go.
She got a good look, you know, as you said, just didn't go, but this is a big possession right here for Cherry Valley. I know there's still 5 minutes, but you don't want to keep giving them too many chances to go down by either 7 or 8, so you want to get a bucket here.
5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Patriots trying to get back on the board. They pass down low. Shot was partially blocked there by Kayla Campbell. She comes away with it. Streaks down the right side of the floor. Tries to take it coast to coast and finishes. That is 30 points tonight for Kayla Campbell of Franklin. And the Purple Devils lead 52-45. And CVS is going to take a timeout with 4:43 to go here, fourth quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:43 to go here, fourth quarter. Franklin girls leading at Cherry Valley Springfield 52-45. What a fun game here tonight. And just a reminder, we'll be back on the radio again tomorrow night. Sydney boys hosting Deposit Hancock. That'll be at a 7:15 tip. We'll do our Butler Auto pregame show about 7:05 tomorrow down from Sydney High School. So had a great one last night with the Delhi girls in green. Tonight, Franklin and CVS. Tomorrow, the Sydney boys hosting the DH Eagles. And you'll be up in Cherry Valley tomorrow.
We'll take a very nice long bus ride to Cherry Valley tomorrow night.
So Franklin boys in Cherry Valley Springfield tomorrow night as well. Knocked out of bounds here. As out of the timeout, CVS with the ball. Marissa Campbell getting her glove on that one to knock it out of bounds. So we come up on 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Should be an exciting finish here down the stretch. Patriots look to get it in, and they do to Ari Bosk. 10 points off the bench. Ball knocked out of bounds once again by Zoe Warren. Some fierce defense here from the Purple Devils.
Franklin is getting their hands on everything, it seems like.
Patriots going to the bench. Once again, Bryn Whiteman will come back in. And Emma Whiteman to the bench. And so Brynn will be doing the inbounding duties here. And they float one across for Huff to the high post. Dribble to a double team. Lost control of it. Kayla Campbell the rebound. She wants to take it right to the rim. And she's blocked by Joe Lusk and gets the foul. Just enough contact there for the Zebra crew to call it, I'd say.
I think it was the body down low more so than anything up top.
Yeah, because Joe, I mean, it's amazing what Joe can get her hands on up top there, but totally agree with you there as Campbell will step to the line here. 30 points tonight for FCS. First shot from Kayla is good. 31 tonight for Kayla. If you're wondering what her career high is, it's I want to say it's in the 40s. So she's still got 4.5 to go. Second shot for Kayla. It rattles in and out. Joe Lusk with another rebound. I think Kayla's career high might be 44.
I think you're right.
That's the guess off the top of my head.
I don't know why, but I'm just going to agree with you just because I know you're not usually wrong with
that.
That
way. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Three ball for CBS is good.
And that's their first of the game, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, Bryn Whiteman, number 24 here on the right wing side, hits that one, makes it 53-48. That was a big three. Kayla finds Marissa in the corner, back the other way, got it. Marissa's on fire right now. She's got 18.
CBS makes 1-3. Franklin goes right back, makes another one, brings it back to 8.
Here is Joe Lusk, the floater, and a charge taken by Kayla Campbell as Joe was trying to take it to the interior. And Franklin has all the mojo right now with 3:45 to go. Timeout taken by the Purple Devils. Franklin 56, CVS 48. We'll be right back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Franklin 56, CVS 48. This has been a huge battle tonight between two of the top teams in the Tri-Valley League girls standings. Franklin came in off a one-point loss to Worcester, so they are trying to right the ship here tonight at home against the CVS Patriots.
And we talked about before the game having a bounce-back kind of game, which they're definitely having right now. But talk about a bounce-back game just for Kayla personally. Last game, 9 points, tonight above 30. She's got to be happy with herself.
Yeah, that'll balance out the old average for sure. As CVS takes it to the rim, a shot there won't go for Emma Whiteman, and a rebound for Meredith Shivers of Franklin. Into the hands of Kayla Campbell. Down the floor, splits a double team, finds a wide open Lucia Temple, and she finishes it. And Franklin's got their biggest lead of the game, 58-48, with 3 minutes to go. CVS needs a bucket, and they need it now. Here's Huff, tried to feed one inside, and it's going to be an over and back, as that ball didn't get to Joe Lusk, rolled all the way up to half court, and they couldn't chase it down in time. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's Franklin 58, CVS 48. What a great game, but Franklin trying to put the exclamation point on this one at the moment. Far side for Marissa Campbell. Thought about a three, but instead says, let's work some clock here. Kayla is completely fine with that.
And that's got to be so hard. You're shooting the ball so well, but she makes the right basketball decision.
10 on the shot clock. Kayla wants to go now. Steps into the paint. Jumper too strong. Rebound for Joe Lusk. And an outlet pass to Huff. Wants to get back down the floor and does. And Huff's got 20. Just like you said, Sky, they can get them down the floor quick.
And if they can get some easy, quick buckets like that, this game is not even close to done, especially with how quickly they get those outlet passes from Joe.
So it's a 8-point lead for Franklin, 58-50. Kayla Campbell goes to the interior for Lucia Temple. Back out, Kayla Campbell for three off the right side of the rim. And a rebound for Lusk. And here comes Cherry Valley with 2 minutes to go. Bosk ahead now for Huff. Takes it inside and is fouled. And will head to the line. Prime prime example here for CVS to get back in this game. They're going to go to the line, no time coming off the clock. This is what they want.
Exactly. If you're down late in a game like this, the best way you can get is easy fast breaks, of course. But if you can get this clock to stop and make both free throws, that's even better.
So here is Huff at the line, steps in and cannot get the first one to go. So the second one coming here for Morgan Huff, the sophomore with a bright future here for the Patriots. Second shot is good. So Huff has 21, makes it 58-51 with a minute 50 to go. CVS needs something here on defense, a stop, a steal, a quick possession, hopefully, if you're a Patriots fan. Purple Devils take it to the high post. A shot there from Shivers. Rebound, no good. And Joe Lusk with an outlet pass to Ari Bosk. Ahead now for Huff. Huff with the floater, hits it. And Huff's got 23, and Sky, they're right back in at 58-53 with 90 seconds to go. Kayla comes across midcourt. They go to Shivers at the high post. Finding Marissa. Works one back out to Kayla with a minute 20 to go. Huff trying to go for a steal. As Kayla gets a screen, goes far side for Zoe Warren. Knocked away. Kayla gets the loose ball, though, up and under. Her shot won't go, but she'll head to the line with a minute 11 to go. No matter how this finishes, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. We got our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And we'll have our hands full picking those here tonight. With 1:11 to go, Kayla Campbell with 31 points. She will step to the line, trying to help Franklin maybe put this one away. We'll see. This will be Kayla stepping in for two. First shot is good. She got the touch there.
Now, this is a big free throw because it's a two-possession game, but if you make this, make it seven, that makes it a three-possession game.
32 points for Kayla. Score is now Franklin at 59, CVS 53. Second shot coming here for Campbell. This one is no good off the front of the rim. Another rebound for Lusk. She's got to have 20 rebounds tonight, I would say. Huff into the paint. Pull-up jumper, jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it back to Franklin. Tough break there for CVS. And so with a minute four to go, Franklin can take their sweet time here if they want. There it is. The clock hits 1 minute. Really no pressure here from the Patriots.
And you've got to think at some point they're going to want to put a little bit more pressure on because they don't want to drain too much of this clock.
They go for a steal here. They don't get it. Ball back to Kayla. She wants to take it inside. Layup won't go. Jaritza Myers with the rebound. Works one back out. Here for Marissa. 40 seconds left. Shot clock's at 25.
And normally you want a foul, but not when the ball is in her hands.
Yeah, Cherry Valley trying to wait on that foul. Now they have to give it. And they're going to send Marissa to the line here. That is the fifth team foul. So in the girls' game, you automatically shoot two at five. Team foul situation is CVS with five, Franklin with one. 31 seconds left here, Sky, and Franklin leads 59-53, and Marissa's at the line. So stepping in is Marissa Campbell, and that shot is no good. Second one coming.
As we said, big one here because this can make it a three-possession game.
Marissa taking her time, taking a deep breath here, looking to hit this shot. And this one rattles in and out. Ball kicked back out to Marissa. Somehow gets her own rebound. And Franklin will keep it alive. 25 seconds left. And going to be a timeout taken by the Purple Devils. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Franklin girls leading 59-53 late in this one at FCS here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
25 seconds to go, fourth quarter, Franklin girls leading 59-53. Nate Law and Sky Thompson with you tonight, Franklin boys coach. You got practice after this, coach.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to have enough energy, though, so I'll have to rely on Matt Thero to run practice.
There you go. There you go. He's capable, I'm sure, so... a late night in the gym for you, Sky, but this has been worth it.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a great game, everything you would have wanted it to be. I think we're still going to have a very good finish, though.
Franklin gets it in to Kayla Campbell, 20 seconds left. 6-point lead. Kayla's going to try to dribble this one out. CVS has not elected to foul yet, and Kayla is just dribbling it out up near midcourt here. Slowly getting chased around, and now will be fouled by Morgan Huff. 10 seconds left, though, and if Kayla puts these in, might be the icing on the Franklin cake tonight.
And I know Cherry Valley doesn't want to foul Kayla, of course, but they let too much time, I think, go off the clock. Now there's only 10 seconds left. I think there was 20-something before this whole started. So
yep.
I think too much time went off the clock before they gave that foul.
So Kayla with 32 will step in here. First shot is good. 33 for Kayla. Of course, Kayla committing to Division II Damon College out in Buffalo, and Marissa has committed to Mount St. Mary, D3 school down in Newburgh. So congratulations to both of the sisters. And second shot is good for Kayla. She has 34. Timeout taken here by CVS with 10 seconds left. And we're going to step away for 30 seconds as well. Franklin 61, CVS 53. We'll be right back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
10 seconds left out of the timeout. Franklin 61 and CVS 53. This final score might, depending on what happens in the next 10 seconds, might look a little larger than it was. This has been a 2-point game, a couple of swings either way the whole time. Been a great game, Sky.
Cherry Valley, I think, for every quarter except for the third, had the lead at the end of the quarter. At the end of the third, it was like, I think, a 1-point
game. 1-point game, yeah.
And so it's been a great game.
Here's Jo Lusk for three straight away. She was forced to take it. It won't go. Rebound for Kayla Campbell, and that is going to do it. Franklin gets back in the win column with a 61-53 victory tonight over the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots. This was a big one in the girls' Tri-Valley standings. And we'll have our post-game show coming up. Again, our final score, Franklin 61, CVS 53. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team. You have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the Franklin High School gym as the Franklin girls pick up a 61-53 victory tonight over Cherry Valley Springfield, a key victory in the league, and the log jam will continue at the top of the league with, right now, I mean, you pretty much have Worcester, Franklin, CVS, GMU, and Morris are in the conversation. Edmiston is a pretty good team, so this is a big win tonight for Franklin here, Sky.
Big win, big bounce back win, as we said, as a team, of course, because heartbreaking loss. And Kayla personally, 9 points against Worcester. Nice bounce back game, finished with 34. Yep, so very, very nice bounce back game for her.
Let's do our scoring summary first here for Franklin. 34 points for Kayla Campbell. That's a game high. And right back where we're used to seeing her after the 9-point performance, as Sky said, against Worcester. Marissa Campbell with 18. 4 for Meredith Shivers, 3 for Lucia Temple, 2 for Jaritza Myers tonight to finish out the scoring for Franklin. Other side for CVS, 23 points, a team high from Morgan Huff, 11 from Jolene Lusk, 10 from Ari Bosk, 5 from Bryn Whiteman, 2 apiece for Lydia Lusk and for Mia Dubin. And I will make sure I check on Joe Lusk's full stat line because she had to have probably 15 or 20 rebounds, maybe double-digit blocks. I mean, she was fantastic tonight.
All over the court, you could tell. It's not just even the great athleticism, because you see a lot of some players have great athleticism, but the IQ of the basketball game, knowing where to throw those hit-ahead passes for the transition buckets, how to be straight up, all those great things, where to be on offense, even if she wasn't getting the ball, you know, to create a shot for herself, just creating shots for others by being in the right spot to attract the defense to that spot.
Just a disclaimer before we do our awards. Somebody's going to get left out tonight because we do 2 for the winning team, 1 for the losing team. And there was a lot of great performances tonight, so we'll do our best. But first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 34 tonight for Kayla Campbell. I don't know how you don't pick her for the offensive award, right?
High score for the game. I think that makes sense for offensive player of the game.
Makes sense for sure. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I would like to go with Joe Lusk tonight. I thought with all the blocks and everything she did down low, she was great.
As you said, a full stat line would be great because the amount of blocks and rebounds, and sometimes she didn't even block the shot, but she altered the shot, made it more difficult. Great defensive performance by her. The way she moved around in the paint was really great to see.
And lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Marissa because I thought those threes were huge.
She played
in the second
a huge
half.
Part in that second half. She made the first two, made a couple more. Great, great game all around for her offensively. Got her hands on a lot of balls defensively, obviously, as well. Rebounds. She all around did a great job tonight.
So let's see. This is my updated Tri-Valley League girls basketball standings. Worcester is 6-0 in the league. They've played a ton more league games than anybody else. Franklin is now 3-1. This puts Cherry Valley Springfield at 2-1. And then you have Skenevis, GMU, and Morris all at 2-2, and Edmiston at 1-1. So there's a lot of games left to be played for the other part of the bottom part of the league to catch up with Worcester. Very interested to see how it all shakes out down the stretch.
And you know what? I know we're at a girls' game, but boys, very much the same way. So both Tri-Valley boys and girls will have a very, very interesting end of the season. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
I also wanted to say, Sky, while you are here, since he is related to you, Oneana Advantage Maytag Home Appliance Center, a proud supporter of my website now. I wanted to give a shout-out to your dad for joining on. You can find the link to his website right on natelaw.com. A great guy and a great supporter of local sports. Wanted to give him the shout-out tonight.
550 Main Street, Oneana, New York.
You got it. You got it. Head there.
Imprinted in my head for too long.
How long has he been there?
Well, 25 years, I think. They just had their 25th anniversary, in Oneana at that location. Dad moved back from, mom and dad moved back from Nashville, Tennessee. Dad worked at an appliance store down there, and he tells me stories all the time. So if you just want to hear a story, stop in and tell you. He sold appliances to celebrities or all these famous people went to their houses. So if you ever just want a story, go in there. And obviously my grandfather is there too, and he worked at Brzee's in Oneana for a long time.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Stuff. So a lot of great stuff there.
Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. Sky's got to go to practice here. His guys are out on the floor warming up, so can't say thanks enough for coming in. This was awesome.
It was a lot of fun, as always.
So our final score again tonight, Franklin girls defeat CVS 61-53 here tonight at Franklin. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We will see you tomorrow night as it's the Sydney boys hosting Deposit Hancock with a 7:15 tip and a 7:05 Butler Auto tip-off show. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night. It was a good one here tonight on WCDO Sports. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here at 7:15. Have a good one.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.